The next patient is Barbara de la Plaine. Last name, D-E-L-A-P-L-A-N-E, Barbara. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white female patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who was evaluated by cardiology and the recommendation of a cardiac catheterization was done. Prior to the cardiac catheterization, there was evidence of acute deterioration of the kidney function. Usually the serum creatinine that is at baseline is 1.1, and this time on April the 29th was 1.81, with a decrease in the GFR to 29, and she is usually in the 50s.
I heard that.
We repeated the laboratory workup on the 6th of May of 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.1. And the estimated GFR is 49 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any alteration in the serum electrolytes. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. The albumin creatinine ratio was normal. Whether or not the patient had an accurate laboratory workup in April is unknown. Number two, the patient has a hypertension that is under control. Number three, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. And number four, the patient has arthritis in the back with stenosis that prevents her to walk freely. She's walking at the present time with the help of a walker. Period. We are going to get in communication with Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-I, and let her know that from the nephrology point of view, there is not any concerns regarding the cardiac catheterization and the use of the contrast. At the same time, we're going to notify Dr. Maxwell, who is the primary care physician. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I am not going to give an appointment for follow-up because the patient doesn't have any compromised kidney function.